Dan, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Did Logan just pass on the phone to you?
No. We're running two phones down here, really high. High sophistication going on in the locker room.
Okay. Hey, so we asked out of the gate. We saw that Logan was talking a lot, at least on camera, to the Jets last week. Is he one of the bigger trash talkers on the line, or are you, or who, if not either of you, who is?
We don't have, big trash talkers. Logan's not afraid to say something when, something needs to be said, so I give him the nod on that one.
Well, you face a team, you had to have heard some of the jaw-jacking leading into last week, and your team is not a team that talks. When a team like the Jets and their players and their coach, Dan, they speak up during the week, do you guys, does that catch the radar? Is that talked about in the locker room that, hey, we're playing a divisional rival and they're chirping a little bit heading into this game?
For the most part, not really. It really doesn't matter how much people talk. Really what happens between the lines is, the only thing that matters. But, some things come across and, maybe catch your eye a little bit, but it really has no bearing on, what happens in the game.
Logan had talked about how this Saints defense might be a little different of any team that you've played this year. What are some of the unique challenges that they're going to present you on Monday?
I think they run a lot of different things. They show you some different looks and, bring a lot of different guys. So, even if, maybe someone's not, blitzing, they end up coming. So it's one of those things where, you got to be on the same page. You got to, everybody's got to see who they have and, make sure they got them because they can really go anywhere. And, that's a testament to their defense. They're playing really well and they got a lot of good guys in there that, can do what they want to do.
Dan, you have a unique relationship with the quarterback, and especially in a game like this, a building that's going to be as loud as any you've played in. What changes for you as the center of this Patriots team, knowing that at times during that game Monday night, it'd be very hard to hear the guys next to you, your quarterback, or anyone in that building based on how loud those fans will be?
You just got to make sure everybody knows, what's going on, what call we're, doing, what linebackers we're going to. And make sure you don't snap it before that happens, but got to get the snap off in, the 40-second clock. So there's a lot that goes on to it when you're on, it goes into it when you're on the road. And this will be as hostile environment as we played in. They got great fans down there. And, we all got to be ready to go and just, be mentally and physically up to the challenge.
A lot of people have focused this week on the second half troubles that you've had over the course of the year. Is that just a blip in something that people shouldn't be concerned, an aberration almost, or is that something that you guys have been focusing on trying to improve in terms of getting more production out of your second half play?
I think that, from the start and for the last few years, we, preached about playing for 60 minutes, and I think that's got to hold true, for the rest of the way going out. We really haven't played as well as we'd like to in the second half. Not like we're not going out there and not trying, but we got to try a little bit harder and just go out there and focus a little bit more in the second half, and hopefully we can get things done.
A lot of those games have come on the road, Dan, where things have not gone your way in the second half. Do you feel like there's something that changes away from Gillette Stadium, what's led to some of those troubles on the road this year?
We've guys that have been here for a while and sort of understand the way things go and the way we do things. And for the most part, we've been pretty good on the road and haven't let things get in the way. So we just got to go back to, just playing hard and concentrating and, just playing it one play at a time, no matter if it's the first half or the second half. You just got to play the game the way it's got to be played.
Another question I asked Logan was his impressions in terms of how Lawrence Maroney's running. And it's been a topic of conversation for the last couple of weeks of how he's seemingly running harder or maybe finishing runs stronger than he had in the last year or so. Do you see any sort of difference from him from last year to this year?
No, I think he is running harder. But you got to open the holes up for the running backs to get through too. So a lot of the criticism that was on him wasn't necessarily, right to be on him. There's 11 guys out there working, but, Lawrence is a good runner when he gets the ball in his hand, and you get him in open spaces. He's great there too. So, we've got to do a lot of better things to, help him out. But as far as him going, he's running hard, and that's all that matters.
Dan, last one for me. It's considered the game of the year this year, Monday night, against the Saints when you play there in New Orleans. It's the seventh undefeated team you've played in the 11 games you played this year. As fans, we're, you know, jacked and pumped to see a Monday night game. As a player, you know, do you like that Monday night game? Do you like sitting through Sunday and not playing? How does that affect the preparation for that game?
Well, it's a long couple days, but, you know, it is what it is. You play the game when they tell you to play it, and, you know, it's a big game. It's a big game for us, but it's just, you know, when you get into that stadium and between the lines, it is just a game, and you just got to play well. So, you know, the undefeated and all that, you know, stuff, it really doesn't matter. Just, you know, about going out there and executing.
Dan, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.